And thank you so much, legal counsel, for calling that our attention. I said thanks for calling that our attention, it was red rock. Good morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir? State it one more time, sir. Mr. Cody, okay. Okay, Mr. Cody, are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Cody, once again, would you state your name and ABC number for the record?
Raymond B. Cody, 14498.
Mr. Cody, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on November 29 of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And on there stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing this morning. And they are, to my extreme left, in the direction that I'm pointing, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. To my right, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis. And to his right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair today. I'm also board chair. The gentleman that you should be able to observe now, that is the Honorable Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne represents the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer today. Mr. Cody and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do.
I do, sir.
And Mr. Cody, could you kind of sit up so we can see you? We'll only see the top of your head right now. Is it possible so that we can see you and you can see us? I don't know how it's, the arrangement's there, but we just want to be able to see you as we talk to you, sir.
Stand up. You want to try it?
Okay, Mr. Cody, that's better. Okay, sir, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them, and once I read them, would you tell me whether each of them is true or false? The first one reads that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about October 25, 2017, per the task lab report dated October 26, 2017. Sir, is that true or false? Thank you, sir. And the next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on about November 8th, 2017, per the office breathalyzer results on November 8th, 2017. Sir, is that one true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Cody, I'm going to move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
By the unanimous determination of the board, sir, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision, sir. However, we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you, and then we'll come back and we're going to talk to you and before the board makes its determination. So at this time, we're going to ask some testimony, some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Mr. Osborne, sir, would you provide us with that background information?
Yes, sir. Mr. Cody was released from DOC custody on September 8th of 2017. He was arrested on November 9th of 2017 by the Tucson Regional Parole Office on a tech violation. and is returned back to custody that same day with zero scandes for the community supervision end date of February 6th of 2018. Prior conviction, 2016 shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months, and 2016 shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1999 burglary, third degree, 1 year, 1999 aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months, 2000 resisting arrest, 1 year, 2003 aggravated DUI, 22 months, 2003 aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months, 2014 shoplifting, 1 year, and 2014 shoplifting, 1 year. He said 5 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no SGG or any information noted. Prior term to supervision, 2001, TIS completion, 6 months, 29 days. 2004, TIS completion, 7 months. And 2014, TIS completion, 33 days. He has a minimal disciplinary history. He has a community risk score of G4B5.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Mr. Osborne, for sharing that background information with the board. Okay, Mr. Cody, it seems that when you were initially released, you went down in Tucson and you were released to the old Pueblo Community Services. And did you remain at Pueblo all while you were out, sir?
Yes.
Did you have any employment whatsoever while you were out? We don't show any.
I had some medical issues that I was taking care of.
So that means that you were unable to get any employment since you had some medical issues. We do understand that, sir. I do take note in terms of the task that back in September, the 22nd, you had a negative result with your UA, but beginning October the 25th, 2017, you were positive for alcohol. What happened, sir? I think that's the reason that we're talking to you today, because you had some problem with alcohol. So what's your situation as it relates to alcohol, sir?
I'm an alcoholic.
How long have you been an alcoholic, sir?
Probably my whole life.
Your whole life. So what have you done over the years since you've been, all these years since you've been an alcoholic, what have you been doing to help you with some treatment or something to help you with your alcohol problem? So have you been in a counseling, AA, or any other programs that would have helped you to deal with this situation, sir?
Many times,
AA. And did any of that help you, or what happened, sir?
It helped me. I met some people and things.
Let me ask this, sir, and I'm just curious, you know, I mean, you know that you have an alcohol problem, but why would you show up at the parole office intoxicated, sir?
Well, they told me to show up.
And you were pretty intoxicated, you know. I'm not an expert on this, but since being on this board, I've been paying some attention. Your alcohol level was 0.276. You were totally intoxicated. How much had you been drinking, sir?
I was drinking all day. I knew I was coming back to prison, so
You knew that you was coming back, sir?
I was trying to, you know, have an idea of it. So I said, I'm not alone, you know.
Okay, so So whether this board lets you out, vote to let you out today, or you get out next month, or not next month, but February, what are your plans, sir, to deal with this problem, this alcoholic problem that you have? What are your plans, sir?
I've been working on getting to a new horizon, something that the engine center was helping me get into after I was done with Old Temple. So I want to stay with that, but I got accepted to DLC, so that's where I'm going to start. But I'm still trying to get into the new horizon after, you know, when I get accepted. Like, I got to go through my tribe to, you know, get for financial stuff.
That's what I'm going to ask you. You know, I mean, you since you mentioned your tribe and that you, the records show that you're a Native American, have you worked with any of the Native American agencies to help you with your alcohol problem, sir? Because they have some, my understanding that they have some very good programs to work with Native Americans to help them rid themselves of the use of alcohol. Have you worked with any of them at all, sir?
Yeah. Yes, I haven't gone to one yet, but I was in the process before I got locked up.
You know, we don't make recommendations as board members, but I'm going to suggest when you get out, because you'll be out soon unless something goes wrong, either real soon or no later than February the 6th, so that you would work with some of those programs. And may I ask, and you don't have to answer this one, what tribe are you a part of, sir?
Navajo.
Okay. They have some good programs up there at the Navajo, I've been advised. So I hope you'll take advantage of some of those programs, sir.
Yeah, I'm working with the Indian Center here in town, so I got a counselor there that helped me out with all this.
Okay, so well, we want you to take advantage of every opportunity you have, because here you are, 51 years of age, and with this alcohol situation that's been going on for a number of years, and we just want you to rid yourself of that so that you can become a productive citizen and make the Navajo very happy to say that you're part of them, sir. So that would be a victory in itself. But at this time, I'm going to yield to other board members who may have some questions for you. Board members, questions for Mr. Cody?
No.
I see no questions from board members for Mr. Cody. Mr. Cody, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but as I stated, this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination. Sir, anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself this morning, sir?
I just know I got some issues
Sir, well, we want you to try and try real hard, because you really need, I think that's your major problem, one of your major problems is this use of alcohol, continuous use of alcohol, and We really want to see you become a productive citizen, and one way to do that is to work with the group down there in Tucson and others, opportunities that might be out there so that we want to be able to see you again. But at this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, the board will make its decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. The board is now in discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation for Mr. Cody, who's 51 years of age, who has completed community supervision on three other occasions, 01, 04, and in 14. He understands it quite well, but somehow he's just been unsuccessful in shaking his problem with alcohol. I hope that he's serious. I hope that he will take advantage of some of these programs, and I hope that he will put a plan together. Therefore, as just one board member, not speaking on behalf of the board, I think it would be in his best interest to complete his term, which he will be out in February at any rate. And I hope that during the between now and February 6th, he will put together a plan to deal with the alcoholic situation, and even between now and then, I hope that he would take advantage of some NA or AA programs they are at the complex down in Tucson. Well, that's my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to move to find that based upon information provided by Mr. Cody, also information provided by the Department of Corrections, as well as information contained in warrant number 2017-W3804. I'm going to move to find that Mr. Cody did violate the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, and that he had lapsed into criminal ways because he was violating his community supervision by the use of, with the use of alcohol. I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
A unanimous determination of this board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked, and as I've said at least three or four times this morning, you will be released, according to information we have, on February the 6th of 2018. That's a little more than a month and a week or so, a week and a half. So we hope that you will put together a plan, so come February the 6th, when you walk out of that door, you won't return again, and you won't be using alcohol again, sir. This will end your hearing. Thank you so much for your participation, sir. And please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.
Thank you.